are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Some good news. I had some good news to start the show off with, where heart attack deaths have declined, and significantly declined. I was going to start the show with this, but of course, we heard the very sad news of the untimely death of Davy Jones from the Monkees, who died at age 66 of a heart attack. But I did want to kind of say we had some good news in this arena. I wish we had more details on what happened with Davy Jones. Did he have any warning? Did he have a cardiac history? Again, we don't know. You know, many of us, you know, haven't given much thought to the Monkees, you know, I guess since when they, I guess, returned and did kind of a reunion show. They were big in the 60s. I remember having a lunchbox. And my sister had, a Monkees lunchbox. I think mine was the Hardy Boys. And I had the biggest crush on little Davy Jones, just the biggest crush. And he was only 66 when he had a heart attack. Unfortunately, died near his home in Florida. But, you know, because yesterday, you know, we had a show that was pretty, pretty rough. And so I wanted to give you guys some good news, good news. All right. Well, why is the heart attack death rate dropping? Because of Obamacare. No, it's not because of Obamacare. Not in the least. No. All right. Heart attack rates are dropping because there's, again, early the education, I think, is big. And number two, I think it's intervention. You know, I mean, we are intervening. I mean, when I did ER, we were looking for the heart attack, just looking for it. Okay, yeah, I know you broke your arm. Go to room two. All right, fine. You know, I got to sew you up. That's right. What? Really shortness of breath? A little. Well, we had kind of a room that was more urgent, and I forget what it was called, but it was a room with the curtain. Okay, it wasn't a room that you could close the door to. I mean, it was a room with the curtain, right? So I could just run in and out. I was like Superman. I was like Superwoman, right? I was also like Wonder Woman. That's an outfit I would really love to be able to try to fit into, a Wonder Woman outfit. Yeah. But honestly, I mean, we've educated our patients, and I still think those statin medications have a lot to do with it. News today broke that statin medications decrease depression. And we had just, you know, been told that statin medicines hurt memory and can cause diabetes. But actually, a study came out saying it'll help with depression. I don't know why, but we'll take a look at it. So we got a lot to talk about today. People are asking me about this Maduka honey. Let's investigate. What is this Maduka honey, and does it really have, you know, some merit? Also, some cool science news. I guess they found a mummy, a 5,300-year-old mummy, in ice, dubbed Ötzi, discovered in the Eastern Alps. Right, about 20 years ago, they've been keeping him frozen, but they played around with his DNA and found that he had Lyme disease. So, you know, Lyme disease you get from ticks, right? Lyme disease, right? Body aches, rashes, etc. Well, I want to talk about this right away. Let me throw out our number. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And please, of course, follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so this is pretty cool. Apparently, they discovered this mummy that was mummified about 20 years ago. Apparently, is the oldest known case of Lyme disease. I'm sure there's many mummies out there with the oldest known case of syphilis and oldest known case of gonorrhea, but this one was Lyme disease. What they did is they mapped out the complete genome, his genetic blueprint, and found genetic material from the bacteria responsible for the disease, which is caused by ticks, they say, and rash, flu-like symptoms, joint, heart, nervous system problems. In fact, there was a study that Lyme disease caused autism-like behavior in kids. Many of us, you know, have never seen Lyme disease, especially when you're in the Southwest United States. But those of you back east, you know what I'm talking about. Ticks are big. All right. So they say also that Iceman was lactose intolerant, was predisposed to cardiovascular disease, and most likely had brown eyes and blood type O. Whoa, that is cool. Am I the only one that finds this stuff cool? They find a mummy Right. And I have pictures of him on my Facebook fan page. If you guys go to my Facebook fan page, I posted this. I got pictures. I know Facebook has this weird timeline. The whole thing looks screwed up, but it's on there. Trust me, it's on there. So they sequenced this Iceman's genome by taking a sample of his hip bone. And they not only look for human DNA, but they also look for other organisms and other organisms' DNA, like microbes that could have been there. Now, Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the bacteria that causes Lyme disease, they were able to find DNA of that. To find DNA of a bacteria, absolutely way cool. Now, they don't tell us anything more. They don't tell us if he was into American Idol. They don't tell us if he was Republican or Democrat. I know, it's 5,300 years ago. Oh, come on, that's mummy humor. Come on, really, really, no, not funny, not funny. Okay, so, you know, but what that means is, you know, if you wanted any privacy and you didn't want people knowing you had lice or knowing you had herpes, just, you know, realize that if they could do this now, imagine if somebody digs up our bodies 5,000 years from now. I mean, they'll be able to tell when our last period was, you know, what happened to the fourth hemorrhoid to the left. All right, the Iceman, let me see, anything more about the, oh, he was 45 years old, but they said he appears to have a violent death. Believe a flint arrowhead shot into his left shoulder most likely killed him. Oh, that's sad. That's sad. But also, living till your 40s back then, no, maybe not, because remember, in biblical times, you lived way into your hundreds, so 45 years old must have been young back then. Huh, that's interesting stuff. Okay. All right. A lot of stuff I want to talk about. Darn, we're coming up on break. Okay. When we come back on break, I want to talk about Maduka honey. Also, you know, kind of interesting. iPhones and software are really finding their way into the medical arena. And we kind of need to talk about what they're going to be able to do and what you all need to be prepared with. Maybe you need to start saving money because your doctor's going to want to download what he found. And then you could walk around with it on your phone and show your mom. Or show me. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-7.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Maduka honey, or did I say Maduka? I hope I didn't say Maduka honey. I gotta listen to the replay. Maduka honey. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I had a patient tell me about Maduka honey a year ago. He said that he gets it shipped from New Zealand. He buys it online, and he takes that, either puts it in his tea or just takes it, and it helps prevent colds. And he's never needed an antibiotic. And I was like, well, you know, I like honey, yummy. Right? I like natural stuff. Sounds cool. I'll look into it. And I remember reading that, you know, they found it able to fight staph, you know, but again, not a lot of studies. And can you imagine a doctor in this day and age, you know, you have a staph infection and we don't give antibiotics and we say go and get some, you know, honey shipped overseas, right? And it doesn't work. Then, yeah, would be sued. So again, honestly, I think a lot more doctors would be more open to, a lot of these herbs and natural remedies if we had some sort of protection. But no one's going to make a law saying protect the doctor law. No. One, everybody hates doctors. Number two, they'll say it violates their civil rights because they should be able to sue a doctor anytime, anywhere, for any amount, for any particular reason. So, no, we won't have any protection. But unfortunately, you guys are the ones that kind of suffer because we don't like to experiment. Many of us, we don't. Now, there are some doctors that have cojones, and they do. They do experiment. And they will say, look, if you want to try some of these homeopathic remedies, if you want to try, we will do it. Maybe they'll get a consent. Maybe they'll, you know. And the interesting thing is a lot of these naturopath doctors, they don't seem to get sued as much as regular medical doctors. Isn't that interesting? Those MDs and DOs, those of us that are MDs and DOs, we are more at risk for lawsuits than naturopaths, homeopaths, It's interesting, huh? Those that do Chinese herbal medicine, probably it's just a much different thinking. Much different thinking, you know? But again, remember, it's not the patient, you know, that sues, it's the family. So the patient could love you, but the family, you know, who's in another city could be like, wait, what? Your doctor treated you with what? So anyway, yeah, I've looked into this Manuka honey. I guess it comes from the plant Leptospermum scoparium. All right? It's from the collected nectar. From what I understand, it tastes pretty good. Okay? Now, honey, we know, has been antimicrobial. I mean, we have used honey in teas for years. I know many of you moms or grandmas out there are going, really, Dr. Dahlia? I could have told you we use honey. Oh, I know. I know. It's very soothing. There are so many properties to honey. But why Manuka? Well, probably Manuka has been studied more than average honey. Apparently, there's a research paper that was published in the Journal of Food Chemistry and Immunopharmacology and Immunotoxicology. Whew. Try to have your second grader spell that in a spelling bee. They said that Manuka honey contains novel proteins known as arabinogalactans, which do enhance immune activity at wound sites. So they would apply this Manuka honey to wounds, like where you had a limb amputation, a venous leg ulcer, infection, diabetic ulcers. And they said that these wounds responded well. One, the anti-inflammation. Two, the stimulation of the immune system. And number three, the antimicrobial properties. All right, so then Dr. Dahlia, prescribe everybody Manuka honey. I can't. All right, right now it's not well known in the U.S. I don't know of any companies here that patent it. I don't even know where to get it. I'm sure, like I said, you have to try to get it online. And after that Avastin fake drug issue we had, where it was filled with salt or some other crud that we don't know about, I can't tell you with all certainty that whatever you're asking to get shipped to you is going to be real product. But I do have to tell you that this is something I definitely want to try. All right? This just sounds pretty cool. And I've always believed that there are plants and there are things that God gave us out there and nature gave us that are therapeutic. I mean, remember, antibiotics didn't come out till the early 1900s. What did we do before then? Well, we used silver nitrate, you know, for syphilis and gonorrhea. I even have one of the old syringes from Civil War days. We debrided. We used alcohol. We played around with inoculation. But again, that was only the last few hundred years. What have we done for centuries? We went to the plants. There were people that just found, oh, wow, you know, Joe over there in hut number three got better when he licked the nectar on this plant, so go lick that nectar. I mean, you know, that's how they figured this out. And so I think we would be really cocky to think that we know everything there is to know about medicine. We don't. We don't. So it's kind of cool stuff. Okay, speaking of things that are just so blowing my mind with medicine, did you guys hear about this gentleman that had a skull that was shattered, eye socket, cheekbone, etc.? But in Britain, what they did is they used fat from his stomach. All right. They say here a man was left with a huge dent in his head after hitting a brick wall and has had this head rebuilt with fat. Tim Barter, 32 years old, shattered his skull, eye socket, and cheekbone and was left in a coma after plummeting 25 feet from a drain pipe. What happened is now, I'm trying to think which doctor I could give credit to. Surgeons at King's College Hospital said they used computer technology to design titanium plates to repair Mr. Barter's smashed skull, while fat from his stomach was injected into his temple. Now, apparently, he's taken up rock climbing, kayaking, fencing. He's just going all over the place, and he looks pretty good. I'm looking at this. This was a mess. This was an absolute mess. The pipe had collapsed under his weight. He fell 25 feet, hitting a brick wall on his way down. Neighbors found him unconscious, called an ambulance. He went to a coma, and then the doctors started to work on him. Apparently, he has minimal scarring. This is some cool stuff. Fat from his stomach. Ugh. I got to tell you, I am just absolutely amazed with medicine and what they could do. All right? And I hope they keep doing it. I hope they keep doing it. Okay. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, any breaking news, I will tell you on what's been going on in the tornado belt. Of course, we are all in shock with what happened. We've already have been notified that there's 10 deaths with the various various types of tornadoes that have hit Harrisburg, Illinois, northern Alabama. They say they are expecting more within the next day or two. Actually, I think I heard that the death toll has already been up to 12 people. All right. They are expecting more from what I understand. I think they're including Kentucky. So there's tornado warnings all along the tornado belt. We reviewed in the previous hour what to do during a tornado pretty quickly, guys. Remember, you want to stay away from windows. If a tornado hits, you don't know if you have seconds or minutes or how long you have. So just go. Don't mess around. We talked about how to protect yourself, whether it's a bathroom or a closet or go into the center of room. Stay away from any glass, any mirrors, hopefully any wood, because wood, of course, can splinter out. Get some mattresses if you can. Throw them over the kids. If not, jump on the kids without suffocating them. Some of us have very, very big upper torsos. Of course, you want to, not suffocate them. If you're in a mobile home, get out of the mobile home. There's no reason to be there. It is going to get picked up. You need to find a building that you could go to, right? And a sturdy one. If you're upstairs, get downstairs. If you're downstairs, get to a basement. If you don't have a basement, stay downstairs. Like I said, inside hallway at the lowest level, or go into a closet, something that doesn't have windows or anything that hopefully would hurt you. Remember, upstairs, the roof could come off. If you're outside, okay, and you're just walking around outside, you get on the ground and you lie low, try to find a low-lying ditch. Be prepared that there could be flooding. If you're in a car and you're driving and you see the tornado, get out of the car. Don't try to outrun it. Get as far away from your car as possible. Try to get to a building. If you can't get to a building, again, find a low-level ditch. All right. And then, of course, radio, you know, if you have a weather radio, but make sure you're listening to usually your AM stations, like with Joplin. It was amazing how in Joplin, I think it was KZFG, if I got the call letters right, we're able to reunite family members, tell you what's going on, the latest. Because, again, when this is happening and you have lost your TV or your satellite or even the Dr. Dahlia show, you won't know where to go. And if you have a weather radio, that's great. If not, like I said, try to hit AM radio. Okay, I hope that helps. I know our hearts are with those that are suffering out there. It sounds like multiple states are coming to their aid. And it blows my mind that we still don't have a warning system. My folks lived in Wichita, Kansas. And I remember hearing the alarms. Now, I've only spent some time in the Midwest. I have a lot of family in the Midwest, in Omaha, Kansas City, Wichita. I've never lived there. So the very first time I was there, I heard these alarms. And they were mild. You know, I'm used to the fire alarm and the hospital being really loud and then the doors shutting and strobe lights. I'm just hearing this weird pitch outside. And my mom goes, oh, that's tornado warning. Come outside, take a look. Go outside to take a look. Tornado warning. Where's the basement? Oh, but you gotta see what the... Get it? We were just so calm about it. All right, don't go away. We got more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could call in 1-877-362-3254. Please follow me on Facebook, my Facebook fan page. Got a lot of cool pictures, a lot of cool stuff, like this 5,300-year-old mummy that they found Lyme disease. You got to take a look at it. Also, what's cool is they found a 2,000-year-old, I believe it's a Greek helmet. They think it was a helmet from Grecian times that they found. I'm trying to look up the story now, that they found in Israel. And it is just really cool looking. So I have all this on my Facebook fan page. Just really cool stuff. If you have a chance to take a look. Oh, you know what? Speaking of Twitter, yeah, follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. I guess that Twitter bird I found out today has a name. You know that little Twitter bird, that little white bird, right? White, blue bird, I guess, a little image. It's Larry. I guess the bird's name is Larry because they named it after Larry Bird from the Boston Celtics. Yeah. So I guess if you want to look cool tomorrow at the water cooler, right, you can say, hey, I know the bird's name. I know there was some cool news today about dolphins, how they think they know what dolphins are saying when they're playful. They think they're saying something to the effect of, hi, come over here, I want to play. I love looking at biology news right? Especially when we're looking at marine biology. I think dolphins are just so cute. I love dolphins. I've always wanted to swim with the dolphins and hug one of them. But honestly, they really need to spend some time researching, because I really think these guys have an amazing form of communication. You know, even kitty cats, they don't talk to each other. They communicate very well. I could see one cat tell the other cat who's here, where's the food, if somebody's sick. I have a cat right now. He's the brother of the one that died of renal failure. Remember, had a kitty, 3 years old, had renal failure. Well, now the brother is starting to go down the drain. He's supposed to see the vet tomorrow. Is going through some major issues. So we've been kind of nursing the cat. But anyway, these cats, they've communicated with each other. You know, they're communicating. You know, why doesn't Dr. Dahlia know what to do? Why couldn't Dr. Dahlia be a vet? Oh, it stinks when it's genetic and your cats get that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's hard. All right. Well, let's see what's going on here. All right. Apparently, Americans are now discovering the concept of second breakfast. Did you guys hear about that? Right. Remember in Lord of the Rings, Pippin was like, well, what's about second breakfast? I don't think he knows about second breakfast. Oh. He doesn't know about second breakfast? And, of course, Aragorn, right, or Strider, turns around, sexy Viggo Mortensen looking at him going, mm-mm, you know. He could be my second breakfast. All right. Anyway, I guess Americans are realizing that you shouldn't be just devouring a plate of pancakes, bacon, and eggs in one setting. Maybe if you're going to be hungry and your breakfast isn't going to last you till lunch, then maybe you should split it up. Now, haven't I been saying this for years on my show? Dr. Dahlia, nobody listens to your show. I figured that out. Right? I surmised that. It has been deduced. I understand. But honestly, you know, I don't think you should have a whole entire second breakfast. But I think this breakfast, lunch, and dinner concept of eating three meals a day, your three squares a day, may not be the best for many of us. Okay? Let's say I eat my, what do I like? I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I like Lucky Charms. If I eat Lucky Charms at 6, 7 in the morning, I am starving by 9:30, 10. Right? So now what I do is I eat a little bit at 6, 7. Then I eat a little bit at 9:10. So I kind of split it up. It's still one breakfast to me. They're calling it second breakfast. I guess that's, you know, second breakfast? Is that what they call it in Europe? In England? Your second breakfast or your tea and crumpets, I guess. Spot of tea. Well, I'm not sure. But anyway, with that, I just kind of split it up. So then I'm eating the rest of my breakfast at about 9:30, 10. Then comes 12 to 1. I eat a little something for lunch. And then I eat a little something at 4 or 5, and then I'm done. So, yeah, you'd say I have four meals a day. And it doesn't have to be meals. They could be snacks. They could be, and they're actually finding that many companies are kind of getting the gist of this. And they're making granola bars. They're making, I guess even fast food places have, you know, yogurt on the run, snack food on the run. I think it's a great idea to eat yogurt with some granola. Got to watch your calories. But if you get some fruit, you have some nuts in low-fat yogurt, that can fill you up. And, you know, remember, go back to caveman days, all right? Did caveman days go, hoo, in terms of saying we're going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner? No. They ate when they ate. Yes, I'm sure there was a feast and some sort of a party. But from what I understand, as they hunted and gathered, they picked and nibbled and, you know, grazed throughout the day. When they finally found a zebra or something they wanted to eat, they killed it and they ate it after they either cooked it over a fire or did whatever. You know, they didn't store it. They didn't have refrigerators then. They didn't wait for mom to come home to cook. They didn't crock pot it. No, they didn't do that. Okay, so you ate as you went. When you were hungry, you nibbled. Just like babies. When babies are hungry, babies don't understand the concept of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. When they're hungry, they want to be fed. All right, and you end up feeding them every couple hours. Now, you try to train them throughout the night to sleep throughout the night, and then they want a hefty breakfast. But honestly, babies want to eat throughout the day. That's what they do. You don't make them wait 5-6 hours in between meals. But as we age, we do, because it's convenient with your school schedule. It's convenient with work. Well, no. I think we really need to, especially if we want to combat obesity and diabetes, we really need to eat at little intervals. Remember, one of my theories behind diabetes is the fact that many of us only eat 2, maybe 1 meal a day. Okay? Think about it. You know, many of you skip breakfast and then you eat a big whopping lunch and a big whopping dinner. Well, what do you think your pancreas is doing when this is happening? Okay, what's the purpose of your pancreas? Well, the pancreas, right, nice juicy organ, right? It looks like one of the Simpsons characters' heads. There's a character on Simpsons that looks like a pancreas. He's all wrinkled up, pink and juicy. I always think of a pancreas when I see this character on the Simpsons. I got to figure out who it is. No, it's not Bart. Bart looks like he has, you know, pedunculated, Bart reminds me of diverticula, if anything, I would say. But no, not pancreas head. There's another character that just looks juicy like a pancreas. Anyway, the pancreas shoots out insulin. And insulin helps bring the sugar from your bloodstream to your cells of your body. Now, even though you may have some baseline insulin, okay, your body is hoping that it doesn't have to overwork. Okay, if you think you were lazy, right, and some days I feel lazy, your body's lazy. Your body doesn't want to have to overwork. So if you eat a big whopping meal and your pancreas has to shoot out, from going from nothing to shooting out a heck of a lot of insulin, it's not going to be happy. And after a while, I believe the pancreas poops out. Or what happens is your body tries to predict, because it doesn't like the stress of pumping out the insulin that quick. So then what it does is it shoots out insulin inappropriately. It's like, wait a second, Dr. Dahl usually eats around noon. I'm going to start shooting out the insulin. And many of you diabetics have had this happen to you because 10 years ago, what were you? You were hypoglycemic. Remember? You were like, I'm low. My sugar, how come right before lunch, I am shaking? Well, because your mind's getting ready. You're thinking about lunch. You looked at the clock. You may be salivating and your pancreas has started to shoot out the insulin. You're starting to already shoot out the insulin because your body is preparing for that big, nasty meal. You got to retrain your body. Your body doesn't want to do things massively. Your body doesn't want the shock. Your body wants predictability. So eat little bitty meals a day. Also, be careful with these refined sugars and these simple sugars. Give them complex sugars. These sugars that aren't natural, that we have in our cupcakes and our, you know, candy, your body doesn't know how to metabolize them. Your body knows how to metabolize milk. Your body knows how to metabolize some grains, knows how to metabolize and break down meat, but isn't really prepared for the sugary chocolate. So the more your pancreas works, the less life it has. Hence, we get diabetes. One of my theories. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right. I love a hot music. Thank you, Donovan, who has been working the dials, getting our bumper music up and running. I love it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to XM Radio, which is airing our show nationally, 5 a.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time as well, nationally, 2 a.m., 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Big thanks to all our affiliates. Big thanks to Trevor Oliver, everybody in the business that has helped me get to where I'm here now. But one place I don't know if I want to visit anytime soon will be this one city in New Mexico that is going to be making the world's hottest salsa, because I'm going to want to try it. I'm going to want to try the salsa, but from what I hear, it is supposed to be the hottest salsa, so hot that you probably can't eat it. It is going to be, I believe it's going to be made in Albuquerque. There's going to be a food festival coming up this weekend, and it is supposed to just blow everybody else out of the water. Scorpion salsa is made using Trinidad scorpion chili peppers. All right. Apparently, this has the active ingredient in pepper spray. It's going to be made by the El Pinto Albuquerque restaurant. I'm looking at it. It looks good. It looks good. It just, I can't. Oh, my stomach. I would just blow up. Restaurant's Jim Garcia said we had one shot at this. We only had 1/2 pound of these peppers, so we wanted to make sure we did this right. They said it is so hot, it is almost inedible. All right, let me see. They say here where there was no objective Scoville scale measurement for the sauce's heat, it is unlikely to be anywhere near 16 million Scoville units, the number given to pure capsaicin, with a regular capsium scoring a 0. All right, I'm sure you all know what this means. All right, all I know is, boy. Whew. Yeah, and one of my patients said they're leaving next month, I guess, the Memphis barbecue. You guys have a big festival out there. Oh, my gosh. That has got to be good. I know. See, I'm on a diet. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm on a diet. I would love that. Is what I have not been to Southeast United States. I mean, a bit to Florida, you know, but I have wanted to go to the South. You know, that is probably has got to be the best food ever. And yes, I am dying to try Memphis barbecue. I know there's restaurants every now and then that say Memphis barbecue, but there is nothing like going to, you know, like Big Chili Cook-Off or, you know, when you want to, you need to go to one of these festivals and do the home cooked, you know, because I've worked at a rib restaurant. Yeah, it could be good rib sauce, but it's packaged. You want the authentic. I know. Just absolutely authentic. Okay, what happened here in Georgia? Did you guys hear this? A school was on lockdown in Georgia. Oh, this is ridiculous. You guys hear about this? In West Hall School, Oakwood, Georgia. Apparently there was a lockdown because a text to another student was accidentally auto-corrected by their iPhone. What should have said, gonna go to West Hall this afternoon, with the autocorrect turn to gunman to go to West Hall. Gunman, go to West Hall this afternoon. Now, because of what happened at Chardon High School in Ohio, what happened was in Georgia, they were like, I'm not even going to mess with this, and they put the school on complete lockdown. They found the student who said the autocorrect function on their phone had sent out the incorrect message and to the wrong number. This occurred at 11:30 in the morning. And so I guess they came out of lockdown at 1:45. And I mean, honestly, we're all going to be paranoid. You know, this student, TJ Lane, that shot up kids at Ohio High School. I mean, right now we still don't have a motive. He just randomly stole a gun and randomly did it. I mean, I remember going to a high school of 800 kids. You know, how do, I mean, everybody's already understaffed as it is and overworked. Already these teachers have oversized classrooms. You know, how do you psychoanalyze each student? 800 kids were in my high school. And I didn't think that was, we were by no means the biggest high school out there. Yeah, just how do you keep an eye on, I mean, how do you, and, you know, people said, it's not like this guy was drawing, you know, hideous pictures of death and, you know, I mean, yes, that Facebook post back in December saying, die all you die, that should have been jumped on. But everybody around him said, no, you know, normal guy. Normal guy. Okay, by the way, speaking of drawings, I want you guys to go to my Facebook fan site. Apparently, funnyexam.com has compiled, this is so cute, a list of funny answers on tests, either on purpose or not. And, like, for example, there's an isosceles triangle, and they say, what is X, or find X, you know, and, of course, somebody just circles it, saying, here it is. You know, some of these are real smart aleck type stuff. What is ice? It's hard water. Give a reason why people would want to live near power lines. You get your electricity faster. Here's one. Where was the American Declaration of Independence signed? Where, like what city? The person wrote at the bottom, right? At the bottom. All right. Oh, yeah. The mathematical problem is find X. Right, you have a Pythagorean theorem, right? You got a Pythagorean triangle, 3 centimeters and 4 centimeters on a right triangle, find X, and the student circles it and says, here it is. Tapeworms are hermaphrodites. What is meant by the term hermaphrodite? And somebody put Lady Gaga. Why are there rings on Saturn? Because God wanted it that way. I mean, these things are just absolutely hilarious. just absolutely hilarious. Can a man still reproduce with only one testicle? No, girls don't find that attractive. Come on. Okay, well, I can't read through all of these, but I definitely welcome you to take a look at that. Okay, so next in medical news today, could a statin medication, your cholesterol medicine, lower your risk for depression? Now, remember, statin medications just got a bad rap yesterday, saying they cause you to lose memory, cause you to get diabetes, and the FDA wants warnings on their package inserts. So now they're saying patients who actually take these cholesterol-lowering medications, like your statins, atorvastatin, like your Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Pravastatin for Pravacol, Atorvastatin for Lipitor. I'm not going to go through all the names, but anyway, they say that actually they have less likely chance to get depression. Now, I don't know why, but apparently Dr. Mary Hooley from San Francisco VA Medical Center and colleagues evaluated 965 heart disease patients for depression and found people taking statins were less depressed. Now, maybe it's because they get to go to the doctor like Dr. Dahlia and they get to giggle. You know, maybe that helps. I don't know. They say the 776 were not depressed for another 6 years. 520 were taking statins. Others were not. 18.5% developed depression during the follow-up. Okay, so they started throwing out a whole bunch of numbers. This is published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. But why? Okay, are they telling why? What is in the chemical? They aren't telling us. What is it? All right. I mean, you know, if it's supposedly, you know, maybe the argument is it could help maybe the lining of your blood vessels. You know, maybe the statin medications don't allow the plaquing and it become less rigid. So maybe your blood vessels are more pliable. Maybe because you're healthier, you feel better. I don't know. But, you know, this isn't the first time that we have an association with a medication where we just don't know why it happens. Remember I talked to you about antibiotics? Some people that really don't need the antibiotic, they feel better right away on it. And it's more than placebo. You know, we talked about these women always getting bladder infections or quote-unquote bladder infections, alleged bladder infections. Before urine is even checked for bacteria, they get thrown on an antibiotic, of course, because you don't want them to get a kidney infection. Well, the urine comes back 3 days later completely clean, no bacteria. Yet they say, well, that's odd because the antibiotic worked. My symptoms went away. Well, you know, you could have something called interstitial cystitis where you have inflammation of the bladder lining and the urethra lining, which we talk about a lot on the show. But then why would an antibiotic help if you didn't have bacteria? Well, maybe these antibiotics are anti-inflammatory in nature. That's why everybody loves the Z-Pak when they get bronchitis. So, again, I don't know why they would be, but there's probably something to it. All right, guys, great show. Remember, you can listen to Dr. Dahlia all day long on my website at drdahlia.com on the on-demand button. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. You all be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.